Mr. Fix-It down the street. Chaos ruled outside the house I was in. Trucks carrying ores and equipment for the mining industry plied on the road at all hours of the day and the night. In the pink-walled drawing room, blaring horns frequently interrupted conversations. It didn't help that the railway line was only a few meters away. The manned crossing where the road met that rail line was often shut, making matters worse. In the middle of all this, Abhay Narayan Rai attended two incessantly ringing mobile phones, listened to a stream of people who mostly spoke of helplessness in low volumes, and called up officials in government offices, and sometimes in the private sector too. Every day from about 7 a.m. until he left the house around noon, this was his routine. Mainly, there are three kinds of issues: health, revenue, and government schemes, Rai said one February morning after he had seen off the last of the day's visitors. Everyone in the locality knew that Rai was busy with his son's wedding. There was a reception planned for the next day. Still, four people had turned up with their grievances. They were really urgent. One person's mother was seriously ill and had to be admitted to a government hospital. So I called up a doctor there. The second person's son is in a private hospital, which has raised a bill of 30,000 rupees. He was requesting some discount, so I called up the hospital owner. A third one wants to sell his farmland in small plots, but that's against the law. So he wants my help to keep the revenue authorities away, Rai said matter-of-factly. He shouted across to the kitchen for tea.